Welcome back to the Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. It's time to stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm here with my special guest, Gling, and we're talking NBA shit.
All right, so let me tell you this.
Listen to him.
This page I've seen 12 most intriguing free agents ahead of the 2021-2022 seasons. So let me tell you the first number one. John Collins, he's restricted. He's on the Atlanta Hawks. What do you think about that?
Oh, man. John Collins.
John Collins like a Miles Bridges.
Mm.
He can dunk. He can shoot.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that, yeah.
But he's not like a main player in the... You know what I'm saying? Like,
what position is he?
John Collins?
You know, I don't really...
To be honest, I don't even know, but he's maybe a small or a power. I don't think he's a guard. To be honest with you, I'm not going to lie and say
either
exactly
or.
What position he plays. But he got to be like a forward at least.
You said John Collins,
yeah,
right?
John Collins.
All right, John Collins.
What did he say?
So
we just been watching the games. We don't really be taking
right. We don't really be taking.
We know
we don't really
plays
be taking
point,
notes.
Center and guard.
All right, so like John Collins is a power forward and a center.
I was right.
For the Atlanta Hawks.
Kind of funny because they got Capella, but okay.
Okay.
What do you think about John Collins? Restricted, but he's on the Atlanta Hawks. I think he's gonna resign. Why leave?
Yeah, exactly. Why leave
you're
when
young,
you were in the semifinals? With,
you're a young player on a young team with a young core, and you got all the way to the almost the
he's
final.
23 years old. He's about to be 24 in September.
How old is Trae Young? Like 20, 21, 22?
Trae Young is about 20. I believe he's 22.
Capella's young, too. He's not no vet. That's a fact.
I believe Trae Young is 22. Let me see here. One second, folks. Okay, Trae Young is 22.
Okay, so he'll be, that just proves my point even more. That's a young
again,
core.
He'll be 23 in September.
That's a young core and a young
right.
team, and you guys got all the way almost to the finals. Why would y'all change anything up?
Exactly.
Your
so,
team is just going to mature and then get better and learn how to play with each other more.
I would say re-sign.
Yeah, re-sign.
Re-sign John Collins.
For sure. I would say re-sign.
Definitely re-sign John Collins.
Get rid of him for what? Let's be honest.
Why get rid of him?
Okay.
So why the fuck get rid of him?
That answers our question right there. Let's just leave it alone right there. Let's move on.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
So number two is Kyle Lowry from Toronto.
Kyle Lowry.
This is a good one.
This is a good one.
He's a vet and he's a point guard that can pretty much just shoot from far away.
Kyle Lowry was in the championship winning team back in 2019 when they beat the Golden State Warriors.
Remember, the Toronto Raptors with him and DeRozan, they were constantly a good playoff team. Every year, they just never won. There would always be
until
first.
Kawhi stepped in.
Of course, but that just shows how much Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan could do by themselves because they was the first, like, every year before Toronto got there and then they won. You feel me? So DeRozan got sent to the fucking Spurs and he got folded over there, which is a team that's, in my honest opinion, he should leave if he's trying to save his youth.
I think Kyle Lowry should leave. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry... Another one who's young.
I'm not even going to say. What do you think Kyle Lowry would fit as a player? Knowing what he does now, he's not the best defensive player. He's a shorter point guard, but he can shoot the lights out when he's on fire.
But you got to think of this, though. Kyle Lowry's 35 years old, right?
How old is Chris Paul? 35, 36.
Some
you see the
like
difference
that.
In levels there, though?
No, you see? Chris Paul is definitely better than Kyle Lowry.
I'm going to break it plain for you. Chris Paul, no matter what teams he goes on, he can make it a better team. Kyle Lowry can't do that. I'm sorry. He can add to the team, but he can't make the better team.
I think he would be better on the New York Knicks.
You say the same shit about Damian Lillard going to the New York Knicks.
No, that's another
losing situation. I don't want to see him go to.
Bro, but
no.
Why would the Knicks want to keep Derrick Rose? Why would the Knicks want to keep Derrick Rose an injury-prone player?
I know they want to be younger, but... If you add to a Damian Lillard to that team, it's not enough to get you past the hump, bro. You got Damian Lillard and then a bunch of young dudes. Look at that situation compared to the Portland situation. Portland's better than New York right now. If you leave him on Portland, he's still not winning on Portland. What makes you think he's going to win on the Knicks?
Absolutely. I understand that. But
he's from Oakland. That's what they're saying, the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles trades because he's from Oakland.
Okay, so if Kyle Lowry goes to the Warriors,
Fuck the Warriors.
What the fuck are the Warriors gonna get rid of?
Nothing, bro.
The Warriors can't get rid of anybody. He's gonna be a bench player, bro.
Listen, all right, let's just leave it at that. Let me see. Listen, number three. DeMar DeRozan, San Antonio Spurs. Where do you think he would go? That's easy for me. I know a few places where DeMar DeRozan go. He need a guard that can his mid-range is fire. Man. His mid-range is good.
DeRozan.
He's not the best three-point shooters, but his mid-range is good. Let's be honest. He got a nice midi.
He does. Absolutely. A
nice mid-range. Three-pointer. I don't know. I wouldn't rely on him with a three-pointer. But if you're in the mid-range, I'll pass him the ball.
He's a shooting guard, small forward.
31
years old. I don't know if you're forgetting
he plays shooting guard.
Yeah, he plays shooting guard and small forward.
On the San Antonio Spurs. That's a team that, unfortunately, how it used to be, which is the San Antonio Spurs, was a team who every year was a good team consistently, like Toronto was.
Yeah.
Even though Cavaliers took him out and LeBron James took him out every year.
Yeah.
Toronto was still a good team every year. Not no more. You feel me?
Yeah.
So him spending his time in Toronto is a waste of time if you're trying to win. You feel me? If you're trying to win, I understand why he's willing to take a pay cut.
I would put him in, man.
Spurs is a solid franchise. But they're not what they used to be.
I would say this. If Kawhi is actually going to leave the Clippers, I'd put DeMar in the Clippers.
This might be a hot take right here, but you know what the Spurs used to be, what's right now? The Spurs used to be what the Jazz are now. They used to be good every single year in the playoffs. The Spurs fell off. The Jazz was
no, good absolutely, every single year. No. I know. I followed that shit when the Spurs were good.
And they're primarily a defensive team. Both of them.
But you got to think. Tony Parker's gone. Tim Duncan is gone.
Tony Parker left because he wanted to. He went to Charlotte. I don't know for what. No. He could have retired the Spurs and just left it at
Tim time. Duncan. Tony Parker's gone. Kawhi's gone. Ginobili's gone. Who the fuck, man?
DeRozan went there because he had no choice and because of the money.
DeRozan, no, I agree with that. I believe that the only reason why he went there is because he had no choice.
Number four is Kawhi Leonard. He got a player option. What you think
Kawhi?
About
for Kawhi,
his right knee injury adds to his free agency.
Him being an injury prone player, man. Like,
his
shit,
quad was
man.
Injured last time. Remember.
And I feel like if he wasn't injured in that series against the Suns, it would have been Clippers and Bucks in the finals.
The thing I like about him and LeBron James, they stop playing before it becomes something serious. You feel me? His knee hurts. Let me stop playing before it becomes a tear. And my ACL, MCL, or whatever. I'm going to stop playing right now and let myself get better. You feel me?
Mm.
Instead of keep pushing it and then I'm really injured.
Yeah.
Then I become a liability for any team that wants to sign me.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So I give him that.
For Kawhi, I think he should leave.
I give him that respect ever since he went to Toronto and took that team 1 year.
I don't think the Clippers are going to re-sign him. I don't believe the Clippers are going to re-sign him.
He got the player option, bro.
He could, but what is he going to ask for?
He can opt in for a short deal too, remember?
No, absolutely. And I know he would do some shit like that. Leonard, I mean, why the fuck did he go to Toronto to begin with?
That's why I did my research, too. Like, out of every team from San Antonio, you went to Toronto. But Toronto was already...
Bro, because literally, from San Antonio, he could have went to the Mavericks. He could have went to the fucking Lakers.
Yes, Mavericks.
He could have went to Houston.
I feel you,
and get Houston the fucking ring.
This. Before Kawhi got to Toronto, where was Toronto every year before that? First in the East. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
The only person who took him out every single year was LeBron and the Cavs. Yeah. Every year he took him out.
Yeah.
So you're a star player and you go to a team that's always first in the East. What do you think?
Man.
Getting rid of DeMar DeRozan from Kawhi Leonard is two completely different players there.
Sure.
That got him over the hump. Literally. Am I lying or am I not?
No, you're not.
literally got him over the hump. DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry wasn't enough. DeMar DeRozan, unfortunately, you got to go to the Spurs. Kawhi Leonard, best, one of the best two-way players in the game right now, got him over the hump. They won the. That told you that shot went against the Philly. That's one of the craziest shots I've ever seen, bro.
You always talked about that, you know.
Craziest shot, bro.
That was a hell of a shot. That was a hell of a
shot. Even though if you would have missed, it would have went to overtime.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That shot was just ridiculous because I just sent them home, bro.
No bullshit.
It's not as good as Damian Lillard's shot because he said, okay, see, bye, go home. With that three-pointer from the fucking logo.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, he's 30 years old. He's a small forward. And
he's shit, good, man. Bro. He's great. He's a great player.
6'7", 225. Yo,
I nigga said number six, Andre Drummond. I got
nothing for Andre Drummond.
The only thing
I know
about Andre Drummond right now is he can get you mad boards, mad rebounds, but he's more the traditional.
But you need more than that, though. Well, listen, as a team, though.
He's more of a traditional center where he can only stay in the paint. He can't shoot threes or mid-range like.
Exactly.
Joel Embiid in there.
He can't do that shit.
So he's more your traditional center.
No, absolutely not.
If you look at some, like Capella's the same way. Capella can't shoot threes and stuff like that.
Andre Drummond. No, you're right.
They're more traditional style centers.
Andre Drummond, he should have. Man, I'm surprised he was even on the Lakers this year.
Me too.
I'm surprised he even got signed to the Lakers, bro. That to me was random.
That was random. Isn't Dwight on that tape too?
Huh?
Isn't Dwight on Howard
on
the team?
Yeah, Dwight Howard's on that team.
You're really forcing
that. Dwight,
right?
You know.
If you got Dwight, why do you need.
Why you the know? Fuck do you. You know what I'm saying?
Dennis Schroeder, of course, he wants to leave. He wants to get like 100 mil. You nice, but you're not 100 mil worth, especially on the Lakers. I'm sorry.
So earlier today, there was breaking news that Dennis Schroeder had said. Mm-hmm. That if he goes to free agency, he wants between 100 to $120 million in free agency.
As a point guard. So listen to this. Who do you think is going to give 100 plus mil to Dennis Schroeder? Even though he had those two lucky shots at the end of the, that made it. You remember the half court shot?
Mm-hmm.
I mean the full court shot. And then he made the layup. And then, you know what I'm saying? Those lucky shots. What else? What else gives you the merit to ask for $100+ million?
Man.
Come on now,
I'll
give him less than 100.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like no. he'll be lucky if he gets
you're not,
even
you're
50.
Not, you're not a game changer point.
He's not. Sorry. He's not. I'm he's sorry. Really not.
I'm sorry. You're not a game.
He's
I'd rather get
really
Westbrook
fucking
that than you.
Not. You know,
Westbrook is older than you. I'd rather get Westbrook that contract.
Dennis Schroeder, man, is like, yo,
he's good. Don't get me wrong, but he's just not as much as he's asking for.
Like, if I'm the Lakers, man,
we're live on the podcast, right?
Yeah, we're live, man. We are live. We are live. This is the Social Circle. Follow me on Google Podcast, Breaker,
all that shit,
Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor.
You seen about the Lakers and Buddy Hield?
Oh my
god. From the
goodness.
Kings? You think that's funny, but Buddy Hield's a three-point shooter, bro.
Oh, I contest. Know. Hold on. I want to talk a little about
ahead,
Dennis
talking,
Schroeder, man.
I've been talking my shit, talking shit
if
right
I'm,
now.
If I'm Rob Pelinka,
mm-hmm. Not giving him 100 mil.
I'm not giving him jack
I'm
shit,
sorry.
Yo.
I'm sorry. No.
I'm telling him, okay, you want 100 mil? Go fuck yourself.
You haven't been as consistent enough to ask for 100 mil. You had
this
show
kid.
Outs here and there, but you haven't been consistent enough for
that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, you were a bench warmer,
I'm
if
sorry.
Anything, dog. You're fucking, you're 27 years old. You're a point guard. You got the height. You don't have the, you somewhat have the weight. Size doesn't matter in the NBA
bro,
at the end
the,
of the day, bro.
You got to have the
potential.
Brain, bro.
Exactly. You got to have the
brain,
mentality, bro.
You gotta have the mentality, let me pass the ball.
You know
instead
what I'm
of
saying?
Taking this contested
fuck
shot
that,
because my
bro.
Teammate has an open shot. I don't care about scoring 30, 40, 50 as long as my team wins. I'll score 20 and get 15 assists like Chris Paul. Schroeder
mm-hmm.
hasn't showed that. You know what I'm saying? But there's only one point guard.
Yo, man.
And that's Chris Paul. I give him that.
I definitely Chris Paul.
I give him that. He deserved, that's what I'm saying. He deserved that ring, but. It's unfortunate.
No, Chris Paul definitely deserved
he's
that.
He's not going to get it now after this season.
He's.
And it was a perfect storm, I told you. Injuries and everything got him to this finals. He can't do it no more. Yeah. Healthy Golden State's going to knock
him out. I don't know, man. Like, that's something I got to ask you. Do you think Chris Paul, if he was to stay with the Suns.
Which I think he's going to do. Let's put it out.
If he does stay with the Suns,
yes.
Do you think he's going to go back? Do you think the Suns are going to go back to the playoffs?
I think he could definitely get to the playoffs, but I don't think he's going to get to the finals. He might get to, like, the conference, maybe. Or maybe get past the first round, but I don't think he's going to get to the finals.
So if Chris Paul wants to get...
too much competition, bro.
So if Chris Paul wants to get his first ring... And, you know, Chris Paul's a free agent. He's the number three mm-hmm. free agent right now. Where the hell should he go if he wants to get his first ring?
His teammates on Phoenix are all young, right?
Yeah. Devin Booker's young.
Where would be the first place he can go where he can get a ring? The Lakers.
No, absolutely.
Join AD and LeBron. You already have history. And Chris Paul's the most unselfish point guard I've ever seen. He'll pass the ball instead of getting 40 points. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. I'll get 20 and 15 instead of getting 40 and, like, 5.
And if you don't say Boston, I'm going to be mad.
I fuck with Boston, too, bro. But for us to get to
the
finals, there's a lot left for us.
Do you think Boston can afford Chris Paul?
To be honest with you, I don't want to lie to you because I don't know what they are signed to, and I don't know what the contract is, to be honest with you. I don't know, so I can't say they can afford him. I'd be lying if I said they could.
Okay. I feel like Chris Paul is like one of those expensive ass players.
He's worth it, bro, because he's very cerebral. Like LeBron, at this age, you use your brain more than your physicality at this point. Because you're both over 30 years old and you played for this many longs, and y'all been to this many playoffs. You play with your brain instead of your physicality at this point. That's why Chris Paul is like 35 and he can still play like a beast.
Right.
You feel me? That mid range and that passing.
Yeah.
Come on, and his crossover.
Hmm.
He can make you fucking fall over and get the fucking mid-range. You feel me? How many players can do that?
Shit. So
I can trust Westbrook to do the crossover, but the mid-range to shoot the shot, I don't know. Because he be kind of be playing a little bit. What do you think about Tim Hardaway Jr.
and
the Mavericks?
Oh, God, man.
That's number 9 right here.
Shit.
Tim Hardaway Jr. I see him as like a J.R. Smith. Very streaky.
Yeah.
When they are fired, they can keep shooting the lights out.
Yeah.
But when they're not, they're not. Mm. You feel me? Not the consistency's not there. Mm. So I already see, like, he probably get the best he can get, no cap. Norman Powell, I don't really know too much about him, so I'm not really going to talk too much shit. Bruce Brown. Same shit. I don't know
what to I want to go back to Chris Paul real quick.
Just
briefly.
Go where you
want to go. All right. So I'm going to do a breakdown of the Celtics roster, right?
Make sure you Celtics name their roster. Point guard.
Okay.
This is what's the point right here.
Okay, you want to know their point guard because Chris Paul is a point guard. You want to know,
hey bro, he's a point guard. He's a floor master. He can make everybody better on the team. He's a floor man.
I'm not even going to mention Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown.
Who's in the starting lineup right now?
The starting five?
Starting five.
Shit, I mean, Tatum.
Tatum.
Jaylen Brown. I'm sure Al Horford will be thrown in there. Because
Right now
in the starting five?
Right now.
Carmen, what went inside? She tapped
out. You good player? Yeah, we haven't tapped out. We good money. We went to a bar, got food, and came back. I'm good.
We're live on my podcast,
yeah,
by the way. I forget what your alias was. And why the hell are you wearing pajamas?
Because she just came from upstairs.
Shit.
Crazy. You come out here just to watch us
trade. Alright, so this was the Celtics starting five, right? Starting five, it was Payton Pritchard, Marcus Smart.
You want the rest of mine?
Evan Fournier.
I'll open a new one.
And Robert Williams.
At the bar, I drink a fucking shot of Patron, huh?
Listen to this. So, at point guard, it was Peyton Pritchard. At shooting guard, it was Marcus Smart.
Melvin.
At small forward, Evan Fournier.
At Fournier, he was on Orlando.
Fournier. He got picked up from Orlando.
He was on Orlando.
Power forward, Jason Tatum.
Kill that.
Center was Robert Williams.
Nah, Melvin. Bro. They can use a lot of help.
Is that your food?
Yeah, you want it?
Can I have some?
You can?
Hell yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh shit, this shit's heavy.
No, because I'm like full now.
We went to fucking, you know what Lincoln's is? Yeah.
Lincoln Tavern?
We went to get chicken fingers and fries. And a fucking.
Came out with like a whole meal?
A shot of Patron.
Shout out to Lincoln Tavern.
Yeah, I fuck with them. It's just feel mad fresh. Their chicken tenders feel mad
I've
fresh.
Never had food from there.
We gotta go. One day when I go, I'll get you an order of fucking chicken. But
as an Uber Eats driver, I assume that place is popular.
Fresh chicken, bro. It doesn't feel like it was frozen.
Yeah, that's just crazy, bro.
Anyways, back to the point.
Yeah. Okay. So where would we like? Okay. So I told you the starting five.
Who's our shooting guard?
Our shooting guard right now is Marcus Smart.
We can use Bradley Beal.
You want to get rid of Marcus Smart?
I don't want to get rid of nobody, but Bradley Beal is my guy. Now he scored 45 points on a team without Russell Westbrook before he got to Wizards. When John Wall was hurt by himself carrying that Wizards team, I'm gonna score 40 plus points. Okay. Are you serious,
bro? I'm gonna respectfully disagree. I understand he's your guy and shit.
It's my dude, bro.
Bro, that's your dude, and he's my dude too, but. You want to choose Bradley Beal over Marcus Smart?
Marcus Smart probably has a better impact on the team because of who he is and what he's done. But Bradley Beal is the better player.
Marcus Smart is a fucking beast.
Bradley Beal is the better player, bro.
Even though he has
tell me when Marcus Smart scores 45 plus points. By himself. By himself, bro. Who's else on that Wizards team was doing it? Because that was before Westbrook got there. See, John Wall was hurt. Bradley Beal was tearing that team on his back.
Now you're pissing me off.
40 plus points. Come on, Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown, Bradley Beal.
So you would get rid of.
For it not to be fact.
So you would get rid of Marcus Smart for Bradley Beal.
If I was to get Bradley Beal the way he's playing in Washington, fuck Marcus Smart. You gotta go, bro. I fuck with Marcus Smart because he's a bomb player. And
he's a bomb player, nigga.
He means crazy to the Celtics organization, but I'm trying to win. Bye bye, bro.
Jesus. Fuck.
I don't fuck with him as much as I fuck with Beal. Beal's my guy. He deserves to win, too. He's been carrying that team on his back since Wall's been out.
And here's another question. How the fuck did we go from talking about Chris Paul, you know, if he would fit in the Celtics?
I'm waiting on you. You're telling me the names. I'm trying to tell you
okay,
what I think.
Okay, and I told you to start in five.
Chris Paul can fit on that team, too, because Chris Paul can dish to any teammate.
No, absolutely.
It don't matter who he's with, bro.
I feel like... Shit, man.
Put him on any team, bro. Even on Utah. You know Damian Lillard want to go to Utah.
I would get rid of Peyton Pritchard, man. Get rid of Pritchard,
bro,
and put Chris Paul.
I'm on the podcast asking for your food.
Who cares, bro? This is raw
and
uncut.
That's fine. Everyone knows
you. Yo, this is raw and uncut, bro. Raw and uncut. This is probably going to be one of the best podcasts.
This is the best podcast.
Because of how raw
right
it is, bro. No edits.
This is episode 13, bitches.
So who else?
Alright, so, yo, let's move on. Well, what's the other fucking trade rumor that you saw? Bling.
Aside from Westbrook to Lakers, because that's kind of weird, bro. Lakers knowing what kind of player Westbrook
is. Alright, okay. Westbrook to the Lakers. I don't like that.
What do I think? Initially, considering all the other players that can go to the Lakers, I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Think about the type of Westbrook players. Think about it.
You mean the type of player Westbrook is?
Yeah. Think about
No, absolutely. Westbrook is a fucking hothead.
Not even about his temper, man. Talk about how he plays on the court.
Okay. He's not all that.
How many times has he played with a team full of players good as him or better than him? Aside from OKC when James Harden and Kevin Durant was there with him.
Right.
Be honest. Like Houston with Chris Paul.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
So if you play with the Lakers, you gotta learn how to sacrifice.
Well, I wouldn't.
Listen,
even...
you like to throw the stat sheet and get triple doubles. And if you want to win a championship with a team with two players who I consider better than you, Anthony Davis and Anthony Davis and LeBron James, you got to sacrifice.
Besides the players, compare the Lakers to the Celtics.
It's not even close right now. The Lakers are better, but we just got to be serious.
At least you can admit it.
Who's the
A lot of Boston fans can't admit that the Lakers are better than the Celtics.
All-star on the Celtics is Jason Tatum. You go to the Lakers.
Yeah,
you,
there's always one person pulling all the weight.
You go on the Lakers, you got Anthony Davis and LeBron James and a couple other people. It's not even close, bro. As much as I love the Celtics because we're from here, we got to be realistic, bro.
Exactly.
We need a couple more pieces before we can get to the finals.
Y'all are fucking assholes.
I'm just being realistic, bro.
No,
I'm
not, it's facts. Like no. He said, it's realism.
You want me to open that for you? You yeah, want me I to open her, that beer for
I
you?
I gave her my other one.
Why the fuck did you give her a beer?
It was already open. I didn't drink it. I just opened it and left it there.
That's why I'm missing beer. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You just noticed you're missing beer.
Look, there's two beers right there. I don't even know who the fuck those are.
No, I know.
I know. There's a random one right here.
Yeah, that's my point. I don't know who the
fuck. Oh, I'll take that one then. Yeah. And if I get... Whatever,
we can make this podcast
legit.
3 parts long,
bro. Okay. Honestly, I'll do that shit.
Okay,
I don't
bro.
Care,
don't
nigga.
Just keep talking about topic or conversation.
Bro, facts, nigga. Like, I'll fucking do it. But what I'm trying to understand is...
Atlanta was surprising for me, bro. I didn't
okay.
think Atlanta was going to get that so, far. Perfect storm, bro. Injuries and everything got them that far. Trae Young was forcing it, too.
Trae Young was forcing... Yo, honestly, I was rooting for Atlanta to make it to the finals. I didn't want to see Milwaukee in
honestly,
there.
Honestly, to be honest
I with didn't you, want to see the Bucks in there.
To be honest with you, I wasn't rooting for either or, but I know if Atlanta got to the finals with Phoenix, it would have been easier of a slaughter. Phoenix would have killed them real quick.
Oh, hell yeah. It would have been a 4-game sweep.
Would have been easy real quick.
4 or 5.
But Chris Paul had the problem of, like, the last couple games.
But what pissed me off was that Phoenix was up 2-0. Everyone had this hype. Hell, I was one of those people that had that hype. I'm not gonna cap. I was one of those
you
people that had that hype, bro.
You know where I was,
bro. We both said Phoenix in five or six. Exactly. We said five
That's
or six.
We said. Phoenix in 5 or 6.
And then Milwaukee won one and won another
four
and
straight.
Won another and won four straight
won four
fucking
straight.
Games, man.
And they won.
I don't even... Yo, the last time a team was down 3-0 or 2-0 or whatever... What was it? The fucking...
Who cares, bro? At this point, they just
and
about
came,
the right now.
And they came back and won? Fucking Cleveland came back and... No. Wasn't it the Warriors
see,
that came back?
The defense? Giannis was playing this finals...
Bro,
James time shit. You throw it to the layup. I'm blocking that shit.
Bro, and Giannis was injured for a couple games, bro.
Come on, man. It looks like he hyperextended his knee, but he was still good money. Hey, yo, thank me because I told her to come back out here.
I've been texting her the whole time.
Oh, you have behind my back? I'm just playing.
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
You're so stupid.
I'm just playing.
Hey, babe. Hey. My wife is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's keep going, though.
How long has this been?
Oh, this is part two. This is going to be like 3, 4, 5 parts. This is probably going
to
end the season.
Listen to it, so it don't even matter how many.
This will most likely end the season. It doesn't even fucking matter. No, we're going to keep it fucking going. So
we're not done yet.
This is the Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. I'm here with Glenn and Carmen Santiago, who is talking on the side with...
When they start asking me to come back on the podcast, I will come back.
Listen. I would love for you to come back on the podcast.
Bro, because you know I love talking to sports talk. We
listen,
go all day.
We're going to keep talking. We're going to keep doing it. You might see it. You're definitely going to see it part three because we're 30 minutes into this episode. And
we can keep
unfortunately,
going,
Anchor only gives me 60 minutes.
You can keep going, bro.
I'm trying mac and cheese.
You can keep going.
I just want to let my people know. Follow me on Anchor. Sorry,
you
excuse
me. Follow
me
on nowhere yet. Until we get popping, I'm going to tell you what my shit is.
Follow me on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor, where it all started.
You never fuck with that. What's that shit called? The one where they pay you at? What's it called?
What?
It's one where they pay you for your content, where they subscribe for your content. I forgot what it's called. Patreon. You fuck a Patreon?
I never heard of that.
Or you post like explicit content and they pay to watch it type shit.
Well, I've done a lot of explicit content and I've gotten.
That's the type of shit, to be honest with you. This type of shit when you get like mass subscribers, then you start a Patreon.
Mm.
I don't want to feel like a sellout because it's your podcast, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? You can get money off.
It's all right.
I just want to voice my opinion.
You know how much crazy shit people have said on my podcast episodes? Like, with. Yo, man, you gotta listen. You gotta watch my. You gotta listen to my entire podcast, man. I listen to every single episode while I'm at work, bro. Like literally, those 2 hours I bang that out. Yo.
Woo!
Okay, I just broke a beer.
You don't need any more.
And
that means you gotta finish that one.
Okay, now I gotta finish this one. Okay, I still had another one. It's okay, ladies and gentlemen. It's all right.
Listen to the free agents.
All right, so we're
number one
talking about NBA free agency.
This is number
go.
One. Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard is the number one.
Tell me all your thoughts about free that agent. Right now.
My thoughts on Kawhi Leonard.
Either sign back with the Clippers or where else? Because he said he's fine with being in California.
Okay, if he's fine with being in California.
So you only got Golden State, the Lakers, or the Clippers, or the Kings if you want to go to Sacramento.
I don't think he's going to go to Sacramento.
Hell no, me neither. Even though I root for underdog franchises like the Sacramento Kings or some team like that to win.
If Kawhi is going to go anywhere,
I resign, bro. Where else would you go?
No.
Where else would you go?
No. I don't know about that.
This is a good conversation. Where else would you think he'd go?
I want to look at the Lakers roster real quick.
What'd she say?
Because Kawhi Leonard is a small forward. Yeah.
Who's a small forward aside from LeBron James?
Who's a small forward on the Lakers right now? Besides LeBron James. LeBron James plays everything.
Exactly. He plays
and
everything.
So does Anthony Davis.
But if they get a point guard like Chris Paul, he doesn't have to play PG.
Bro.
He can play small forward and everything else. You see what I'm talking about?
They don't have a small forward, really. Because, you know, like you said, LeBron plays everything. Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you want to give LeBron a break from playing everything... If you want to keep LeBron as a shooting guard, and
you don't want LeBron to keep doing those no look passes like this,
right, doing all that bullshit.
You gotta get somebody else.
I would put him on the Lakers.
Who?
I would put Kawhi on the Lakers.
He doesn't play.
Or
Raf.
What happened?
Is that Raf?
I think so.
Yo,
or.
I got money and I got...
Yeah, it's all right, though.
I think I got Ron.
Or...
No cap. I think that's the best place for him. Where else is he going
to
go?
Yo, no cap, bro. If he wants to stay in California...
Yeah, I do.
I'd put him on the Warriors. Say goodbye to... I I feel like Kawhi could be a good shooting guard.
It's 5 nuggets.
Kawhi could
think
be.
Think about what he played in.
Kawhi would be a good shooting guard, and I would say,
nuggets.
Fuck you and see you later to Kelly Oubre.
Yo, for Kawhi Leonard, I'll tell Kelly Oubre to go any
you know
day.
What your wife just said?
It's not NBA related.
Nuggets. I got 5 nuggets over here, not nuggets.
Yeah, Denver Nuggets.
Nuggets.
What the
you good?
Fuck?
Denver Nuggets. You good?
Fat as hell. Look at them.
All this marijuana.
That's light. Maybe it's fat to you, but that's light to me.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm still learning, you know. To
we're not talking
still?
About drugs on my podcast.
It's not drugs.
All right, forget it. We're talking about weed. It's legal here where we at. Well, tell them what state we're at.
We in South Boston, Massachusetts.
So it's legal here, so we can talk about it all we want.
It's legal, bitches. And I wish I had a straw so I could lick up the beer that I just
this
dropped.
Is number two. This is number two. Chris
you
Paul,
found it.
36
found
years
it.
Old.
Wait, who?
Chris Paul, 36 years old.
All right, Chris Paul.
He's a free. He can. I think he's gonna opt out and sign a big contract with Phoenix.
The baseball team sucks. I don't know anything about their fucking basketball.
We're talking
team.
About NBA, girl.
We're talking.
I know,
we're talking
that's why
basketball.
I don't know anything about their NBA. Team.
So let me. I'm gonna just tell you this.
Are they good in basketball?
But let me tell you this. They was just in the finals, NBA finals. and they lost. So
answered my question the long way. So they are good, at least in basketball.
You have to be good if you get to the NBA Finals.
That's why I said you answered my question the long way.
Do the Suns really need Chris Paul? The Suns don't need him.
I make that easy for you. Think of the Phoenix Suns without Chris Paul. They would
without Chris Paul, they would only have they were decent.
They were decent. They didn't have that leader like Chris Paul, veteran.
Because they still had
have that veteran leadership. That team's young.
Right.
Good for them.
They didn't have Chris Paul.
Chris Paul's a force, bro.
But you gotta think Devin Booker, shooting guard. DeAndre Ayton, center.
When you have a point guard that can take all that out of you, bro.
Jay Crowder, power forward, who's a veteran.
Yo, 3 and D. Three-pointer and defensive player.
Yeah.
Especially on Jazz, on the Utah. You see him play defense.
Mm.
So, yeah, bro. When you have a floor master point guard like Chris Paul, you can make a team way better. You see what he did to OKC?
Jalen Smith, yo, for real, man.
OKC was a regular young team when they lost Westbrook. That got OKC, what they clinched? The playoffs.
Mm.
Are you serious?
I say...
Come on, man. You don't give Chris Paul the credit I do. Chris Paul's a force.
I love Chris Paul. Chris Paul, yo, I'll buy his original jersey when he played for the New Orleans Hornets when they were the New Orleans Hornets.
Buy the Clippers one. Clip City, Lob City when he was fourth.
I gotta buy his rookie jersey, man. I gotta buy his rookie jersey.
The Utah one, the Valley one, that's like orange and shit.
Mm.
I like that shit, no problem. Let me see the list. Hold on.
Yeah, go back to the list, man.
Let me see the list. Number 3 is Kyle Lowry. 35.
Celtics.
What is he really going to do with the Celtics, though? Let's be honest, from what he already does. He doesn't game change the Raptors. Be honest or not.
Mm.
He's not a game changer with the Raptors.
He's not. I know that.
DeMar DeRozan, he was. You know what I'm saying? Him and DeMar DeRozan, Van Fleet, and them niggas, Pascal Siakam. They're willing to the first seed in the East. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get with a DeMar DeRozan, now you got Kyle Lowry, your shorter point guard. You know what I'm saying? Which I got no friends with his height because I'm around the same height as Kyle Lowry and these niggas. 6'1", 6'2", you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same type of shit, but I'm saying like, compared to like Ben Simmons, who's like a 6'7 PG, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Kyle Lowry's 35, he's older. The only thing he can pretty much do now is what?
Kyle Lowry's 35, he's 6 feet. Even
I'm taller than him. We're taller than him.
I'm taller than him.
We're taller than fucking Kyle Lowry. That's what I'm saying.
35 years old, 196 pounds. You know.
Exactly. Think of what Kyle Lowry can do now. He don't really play D. What does he do? Shoot threes.
Shit, man.
Maybe get to the rack and then pass it to a wing player.
I feel like the Celtics need a 3-point shooter.
If we get him to the Celtics, we're not gonna make that much progress.
You don't think
you
so?
You think he's gonna make a you think he's gonna make a big effect, but he's not that good of a playmaker.
Bro, we don't really have a point. We don't really have a point guard, bro.
But you can shoot threes all day. It's not gonna make us win games in the playoffs.
Let me tell you the Celtics roster right now.
Come on, man. You need a
Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown,
yes.
Evan Fournier, who could be leaving.
He can go. He was on Orlando.
Taco Fall, another one that could be leaving.
He need to play more minutes if he's going to play at all.
Moses Brown, who just got picked up by OKC.
He got potential.
Tristan Thompson, who's one that should have been gone a long time ago.
I would get rid of Tristan Thompson.
He's
the traditional point guard. He can't shoot. He just plays in the
He's
paint.
Not even a point guard, bro. He's a power forward.
He played center on Cavaliers.
Right, I know.
He can't shoot. He just plays in the center.
Jabari Parker.
He's not even that 6'7".
Jabari Parker, Robert Williams.
Jabari Parker.
The only point guard we got is Marcus Smart right now. And Peyton Pritchard. What the fuck was Peyton Pritchard doing,
man? We need a PG,
man?
But we don't need Kyle Lowry. That's not going to take us over the hump, bro.
Listen, if I'm the Celtics, I would get rid of Peyton Pritchard and
if you're trying to get anything you possibly can, I understand why you're trying to get Kyle Lowry, but no. If you got options, no. I'm sorry.
But if it was Bradley Beal, though.
I'll take my guy Bradley Beal.
Mm.
Mike Conley's number four at 33 years old.
All
right,
Mike
Conley. He's on Utah right now. What do you think about Mike Conley? He's injury
look
prone.
At this fucked up shit.
Shit.
Just hit that shit down your throat. Used to stuff like that. Pause. Pause. I said pause. I said pause. It's on the podcast. I said pause.
Careful, this fucking glass.
No, the glass is
Mike Conley.
Here. Mike Conley.
Listen, you remember when he was on Minnesota?
Point guard, Utah Jazz.
You remember when he was on Minnesota?
No, he was in Memphis.
But yeah, you got me on that. He was on the Grizzlies. Remember he was on the
Memphis
Grizzlies?
Yeah.
Nice on the Grizzlies.
Hell yeah,
Utah
he was.
Injury prone. I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if Dame goes there, I'm going to have to put my money on Utah.
Yo, he's really a free agent, bro.
I'm going to have to put my money on Utah, bro, if Dame goes to Utah.
You think
if Dame goes, I might have to go.
You saying Damian Lillard will sign to Utah?
Damian Lillard, if he goes to Utah, cause that's where he wanted to go. Lakers and Utah. There's just two choices. If he goes to Utah, I believe Utah will be a Western Conference final team. I can't say finals, but I believe Western Conference finals team for sure. You know, Lillard has sent teams home.
Okay.
On the Blazers.
Okay.
He sent OKC home, bro. With a quote-unquote bad shot.
Mm-hmm. What up, OG?
A bad shot that Damian Lillard does all the time. Let's keep it G.
Okay. Shit.
If they call a bad shot, Damian Lillard does every other game.
Well, but we were
that's
just...
That's like telling Steph Curry.
But we were just talking about Mike Conley, man.
Mike Conley's not... Memphis, he was nice, but he got injured, bro. He's injury-prone now.
Well, but he was also on the fucking
on Utah, man. It's not the same.
Number one
though.
Seed, you know what I'm saying? Like
I feel you, but he's not just as much as a threat as Damian Lillard. Bro, listen to me. Look at me, bro. You know why they call him Logo Lillard? Because he shoots from almost half court at the logo.
Mm-hmm.
Connelly can't do that, bro. He cannot do that, bro. Consistently, you talk about 10 seconds left. Am I passing the ball to Mike Conley or fucking Damian Lillard from the three-point line? Are you serious?
Yes.
Come on now. Mike Conley's bricking that. Fucking Damian Lillard's making that is a bad shot, quote-unquote, from the opposite team.
So Mike Conley's a free agent, right? If he says...
He can go to Dallas.
I was just gonna say
that.
He's
not gonna
make
a huge difference, but you can go to Dallas. It's still a good team.
He could go to Dallas, but no. Don't you think he could go to Philly too?
Go to Dallas, get rid of Tim Hardaway and them people.
Oh, man.
Tim Hardaway's mad streaky.
Bro. Oh,
one game,
man.
The other game, he'll miss everything.
Next player, man.
Right,
oh,
let me check
my
list.
God, man.
Let me check my list. Jeez. After John Collins, DeMar DeRozan.
Okay, DeMar DeRozan, we talked about him earlier. He wants the Lakers.
He'll willingly take the contract cut to go to the Lakers.
So, you know, we talked about this in the last part one of this episode.
This can go to six parts, bro. I don't care. We just got to get
everything
out of
it. Bro, listen. DeMar DeRozan and who was that other guy I fucking said?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Fuck. All right.
What do you think?
DeMar DeRozan said he is willing to take $27 million.
He said willing to take a pay cut to go to the Lakers. Bro, that's how you know how much he wants to win.
Oh, okay. It was DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry.
They're trying to
both of those players are trying to go together to the Los Angeles Lakers so they can reunite.
So let's think about this. Think about this. Let me put it like this. Kyle Lowry. No Kuzma. Kyle Lowry, LeBron James, DeMar DeRozan, Anthony Davis. What does that sound like to you?
A fucking amazing team, bro.
Everybody on that team's experienced. Everybody's been to the playoffs on that team. Literally.
But
everybody on that starting five, everybody.
But also, the Lakers are over their salary cap right now.
Yup.
The Lakers salary cap was only $50 million.
You gotta make some sacrifices.
The Lakers salary cap was only $50 million.
I feel you.
So good luck, Los Angeles. Good luck, LA. You know, Hell, if Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan want to be reunited, hell, send them to another team, honestly. If they want to be fucking reunited, maybe the Clippers will take him. You know, because I feel like, you know, because I know how Kawhi is, man.
They wouldn't be bad on the Clippers, you want it?
No, I'm good.
You want to be better on the
Clippers? Because I know Kawhi is... Yeah, Kawhi would just jump on another team, man. Looking at Kawhi, man.
You know what I've always researched?
Kawhi reminds me of LeBron, man.
But you know what I've always researched? Why he chose the Raptors after Toronto. Specifically, why he chose the Raptors after San Antonio.
Yeah.
I always look why he specifically chose Toronto.
I was wondering that too.
It's just this nigga got through, bro. He went through that year, won that championship. That solidified him.
Like, he won two championships with them.
I can carry that fucking team.
He won it in 2009 against the Cavs. He won it in 2014 against the Heat.
I got rid of your second or first place.
LeBron twice, bro. Anyone?
Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, you gotta add them to the team.
Absolutely. Popovich's defense was amazing. You also gotta talk about Tim Duncan and fucking Tony Parker.
Remember the age on them too.
Hell yeah. Yo, that team was a force.
What do you say?
The Taker.
Literally. Yeah. Who the fuck took my? Oh, okay. I thought someone stole my lighter.
Is it pink?
No, I got it right here.
I have this one. Oh my god, where did my pink one go?
Let me look at the next one.
Yeah, let's move on, man. This is some bullshit.
Lonzo Ball's after him.
Fuck Lonzo, man.
His brother's better than him already. Because the big thing about Lonzo was his passing. You feel me? His shot was ugly. He fixed his shot, but his passing is what's really got him out there right now. His brother can do that, and his brother can shoot better than him.
Right.
So it's like...
Shit, man.
This is Skip Lonzo Ball. No offense to him, but I don't know.
All due respect to you, Lonzo.
Yeah, no cap. All due respect...
Go to Sacramento.
You're an NBA player, so you nice, so you have to get nice to be in the NBA. But it's like,
right,
you know where you would
go. You're a shit player, and I believe you should stay on a shit team.
I'm gonna skip Norman Powell.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick Duncan Robinson. Duncan Robinson's on the Heat.
Oh,
he can shoot threes. He can do all that. The Heat's a nice team.
I remember Duncan Robinson last season.
He can shoot.
He played last season, right? When he beat the Celtics.
I wouldn't think anywhere else but to resign with the Heat. You feel me? That's your best bet. Resign with the Heat. With him.
I agree.
Evan Fournier, I'm all set. I don't really...
Evan Fournier? Bro. I'm
good. Just Devontae go to a Graham, shitty team. He's on the Hornets. Have you seen the game where he shot the lights out from three?
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, he got potential. God, he's 26.
He does.
He
does. But, you know, again...
I don't know where you would want to put
He's a young kid. At.
Exactly.
Where would you want to put a young kid like that got potential?
The only other team that'll give you free space to get good, listen.
Who's the youngest team in the NBA right now?
The Celtics
are the youngest team in the NBA right now.
Any of the other teams that'll give you, like, you know, they're not good, they're not going to win the finals, so they should just play. You know what I'm saying? The only other teams I can think of that'll make him get him that good is the Chicago Bulls. And the Cavaliers, because those are teams, they know they're not going to win the finals.
Right.
So they just let their players just do their thing. You feel me? And I fuck with Zach LaVine. He's one of my favorite players. But
Zach LaVine is a beast.
He's on the Bulls, which is a team that's not really, you know what I'm saying?
And honestly, I wish
they're not really going nowhere.
I wish Zach LaVine was a free agent right now.
I wish Zach LaVine would go somewhere nice. Where
I wish Zach LaVine would come to Boston. Boston would treat him better. We would treat you better, Zach. We would treat you way better.
I like the way he plays, bro. Way he, like, his swag,
absolutely.
The way he moves.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with that shit. Okay, him. He's, how old is he? He's, 26. So
who
he's
is it?
Still young as shit.
Who is it, you said? What was the name you said?
Zach LaVine, bro.
Okay, Zach LaVine. He's 26. Young
26,
kid.
26, bro. 6'5".
He's a hell of a player. 6'5".
6'5", shooting guard, small forward.
Bro. Celtics, wake the fuck up. Brad Stevens, you're now the president of basketball operations.
He's better as a coach.
No, he wasn't better as a coach.
He was nice
no.
as a coach.
No, 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 no.
For a young team.
Now I'm going to respectfully tell you to shut the hell up.
Respect your opinion.
Nah, bro. Fuck you for that.
I respect your opinion.
Bro, I'm going to respectfully say...
He's a good coach. He's not trash.
He's not a good coach at all, man. 8 years on the team, bro. The closest he got us was... Come on, man. He made some stupid fucking decisions, bro.
I'm not saying he's a fantastic coach. I'm saying he's a
decent coach. He's not, bro. And now this episode... This is going to have to go to part three at this point.
No.
Listen. Fuck Brad Stevens. I said this on episode one. Fuck Brad Stevens.
Bro, these are the best
Brad
podcasts.
Stevens should have been fired from the Celtics.
You heard? These are the best podcasts. I go like 4 or 5 episodes.
Hell yeah, bro. Fuck that, man. Fuck Brad Stevens. I don't give a fuck,
why
bro.
Why do you think that?
Fuck him. I hate him, bro.
Why do you hate him?
Bro.
We got to go to the next episode for this, so we good still.
Bro, I'll keep going, bro. I got like 9 minutes left in this right, episode.
So let me know.
Listen. No, I'll go to the next episode.
Brad Stevens,
yo,
what do you think
about
Brad Stevens is a terrible coach, bro. He reminds me of, and you know, you don't watch baseball like that, but he reminds me of Bobby Valentine when he coached the Red Sox and fucked up 1 year, bro, and he got fired.
Yeah, bro, I can't all right? Relate, 'cause I don't really watch baseball like that.
Bro, exactly. You can't cap on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't really call
no shit. But I'm saying, Brad Stevens, we put up with this bullshit for 8 fucking years. Fine, you got us to the conference semifinals. You got us to the Eastern Conference Finals multiple times. You got us into the playoffs every fucking year. You haven't gotten us a ring. Bro, at least Doc Rivers. I'm not saying Doc Rivers was the best coach, but he was up there, bro.
Bro, when he won with us in 08, think about what he had. Think about what he had. First of all, think about what he had.
Go ahead.
He had a young, he might have been a rookie or 2 years in, Rajon. I don't even remember.
First off, Paul Pierce was not young.
Listen, I'm talking about Rondo.
Rondo barely did shit.
Rajon, bro, but you can't.
Playoff Rondo. Bro, playoff Rondo.
You can't.
Fuck that.
You can't excuse his passing and his dishing, bro. That's what he's best at. Them crazy passes that niggas don't even see coming. So you had a young Rondo. You had a Paul Pierce who's been on the Celtics forever.
Since 97.
Exactly. And you had Kevin Garnett who left the Timberwolves because the Timberwolves is not enough for me to win. So I'm going to a winning situation. And what
Ray
they do?
Ray Allen.
What they do?
Who left the Supersonics.
The best three-point shooter ever. What do you got? Championship team.
Nothing.
Bro.
There you go.
Doc Rivers made the best decision of his life, you know, taking those players in. And
sometimes it's just a situation, bro. Doesn't
I'm
mean you're the best
you.
Coach. Sometimes it's just
I'm
a situation
you.
You're in, bro.
But Brad Stevens.
Okay.
No, Brad Stevens was a terrible fucking coach for us, man. I hope that in this upcoming season.
But I'm speaking about Doc Rivers, bro.
Bro, I know. We're talking
it's
about.
It's just sometimes
no, no, I know. I know.
You're in, bro. Sometimes it's a situation.
But
you're
I'm
in
saying, though, Doc Rivers had so many opportunities. First off, if he decided to keep fucking Al Horford and didn't send him away to OKC or where, or fucking. No, no, Philly. He sent him to Philly.
This
yo, Al Horford was a force, bro.
He fucked up on the Clippers a few times. The Clippers got to the
bro.
Playoffs mad times and they fucked up because of this.
He was the head coach of the number one seed of the East, the Philadelphia 76ers, bro. And he fucked up against Atlanta. Or was it Brooklyn? I believe it was Brooklyn. I forget.
It don't matter.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Because Philly on paper is a better team than
I'm
Atlanta.
Telling you.
Tell me not.
Bro, I'm just telling you, this is about Brad Stevens, man. I love Doc Rivers. I will always love Doc Rivers.
Don't give him too much credit that he deserves, though.
No, I'm not. I'm not. But I'm saying.
He's a great coach.
No, 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 no. Brad Stevens was not a great coach, though.
No, I'm not talking about Brad Stevens. I'm talking about Doc Rivers. He's a player coach because he used to play in the league and now he's a coach.
Exactly. And now his son is a player.
I'm talking about, but all player coaches are not good coaches, bro.
Bro, are you serious right now?
Yes, bro. Think about every single player coach and tell me if they're a great coach right now.
Bill Russell. Do I have to say any more?
Keep going. Hell yeah, you got to say more. No, Bill Russell. We know Bill Russell because he got
mad. Larry Bird. Right. Larry Bird got his team to the finals a couple times, man. Larry Bird. Because he's from Indiana, bro. He fucking went to school in Indiana, bro.
Did he get a ring?
No, he didn't get a ring, nigga. But he still helped us fucking, you know, when he was playing with us.
When I think of Larry Bird, I think of him, Indiana Pacers. And what's that dude who shot the threes all the time? I forgot his name.
Fuck.
He made like 20, like 57 points in like 2 minutes. Fuck, man.
Shit.
What the fuck, dude? I gotta look this up because it's gonna bother me.
If any of y'all know who the hell this is,
nah, I'm looking up right now.
That Bloom is talking about.
Everybody knows who should know who that is. Doesn't matter if you're
Indiana. Somebody has to know.
If you're Indiana Pacers follower or not, you should know who this is right now. Reggie Miller.
Thank you, Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller. Okay.
That's the last time I think of Larry Bird. Aside from his playoff, his championship wins, I think of him and the Indiana Pacers and Reggie Miller. That's it. Ever since then, nothing. Nothing. Let's be honest. Nothing.
Bro.
Let's go. Let's keep going down the list.
Fuck Brad Stevens, man.
It's good. We're getting sidetracked. Let's keep going on our list. Number 15, I'm going to skip Jared Allen. No offense. Number 15, I'm Kelly Oubre Jr.
Okay, Kelly Oubre.
25, he's young. He's a young boy still.
He is a young boy. What is he, a point guard?
I mean, he's young. He's older than us.
He's a point guard?
He's still younger. Nah, I think he plays like a forward position, bro.
He
plays shooting guard. He plays shooting guard.
Shooting guard. All right.
He's in Golden State right now, right?
Yeah, he is in.
He can still make noise there. He doesn't have to leave.
No, absolutely not. He doesn't have to.
He can stay there. It's not a bad situation. Next year, you got Klay Thompson and Steph Curry coming in healthy.
Personally,
you don't got to leave.
Personally,
you got Wiggins too. If he plays up to what he's supposed to be,
so Kelly Oubre, number 12 of the Golden State Warriors. He's a small forward and mm-hmm. shooting guard.
Mm-hmm.
25 years old, like you said, 6'7".
And you're coming off this upcoming season with Klay Thompson coming back from injury and Steph Curry. Jesus. You don't gotta leave. Why would you leave? You're good. You can just stay there. You got Steph Curry and Klay Thompson coming back.
Bro, but if he stays there, though, like, he'll most likely be a bench player.
He's not going to be a bench player. If he puts in work, he doesn't have to be a bench player. He doesn't have to be a bench player. I understand where you're coming from, where he can be a bench player, but...
Shit, man. I don't know, bro. I would send him back to...
To the Wizards?
Yeah, I was just going to say. I would send him back to the Wizards.
That's a losing situation for this man.
I would either send him back to the Wizards or put him in Philly.
Will Barton is number 16. He's a small forward.
Will Barton.
He's 30 years old.
And we were talking about him earlier, too.
That one. You want to address
that? I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to respectfully skip that one. Yeah, I'll see y'all later.
Later, baby. Close up your food, too. Later, Ralph.
Mm-hmm. It's Dennis Schroeder, number 17.
Dennis Schroeder, we talked about him. You know, he wants a... shit, man. He doesn't want to leave L.A.
Another thing you had to get from me.
Like, fucking,
There's a few places that can use a point guard like Dennis Schroeder, but he's not an all-star type, super all-star type point guard. So.
Shit, man.
After him is Gary Trent Jr., 22, he's a shooting guard. Let's just skip him real quick because he's alright, but let's just go to 19, which is Derrick Rose. What do you think about Derrick Rose? Derrick Rose is my guy. What do you think about Derrick Rose?
Shit.
32. So he's not even that old compared to all these other veteran point guards. He's only 32. Everybody else is 35.
Gotta